This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, I'm something of a prankster, kind of famously. And I just like love like goofing around. And it's my sense of humor and it's weird. And usually I think people... Thank you. That's nice. Because
I don't think it's weird to like to do a prank. I think is more normal than
in my mind it is, because the spirit of mirth and playfulness and the kind of impish sense of wonder with which I approach life, I always have thought was a positive quality. But anyway, I'm getting off track. But I finally answer the door and the agents are like, get on the fucking floor, you know, like just like guns like in my mouth, like just like this.
get on the floor,
I'm too scared for you to be standing up. It's like, well, there's 40 of you, you're standing up,
and if only you obviously have no idea how much damage I can do when I'm lying down.
Well, that's the craziest thing is when the fight gets to the ground. Yeah. That's when you're in my territory.
Yes.
Now I have the advantage.
Yes.
Like, I want it on the ground.
Jiu-jitsu training. It's like, okay, I was very harmless when I was standing up.
Oh, my God. And just basic striking?
But now
striking?
I can scuttle. Now that I'm
strike
here,
fighting?
I'm in but, scuttle mode.
Strike fighting, they probably have the advantage, at least with that much manpower.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're on the ground, good night, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, and I'm going, I'm like, I'm getting on the ground. I'm like, guys, I'm getting on the ground. But it was a joke, you know, like obviously ordering that level of pseudoephedrine, I know I'm going to be put on a watch list.
Yeah.
You know, it's stealing all of the Erlenmeyer flasks from, you know, my local high school chemistry lab. I know they're going to have footage of me doing that. So I'm aware that it appears that I'm cooking meth. And yeah, I made a little bit of meth to sell the bit. That's called commitment. But now all of a sudden, they're like poking me with their guns while I'm lying on the ground. And they're like twisting my arms, which, by the way,
so annoying.
When you have my arm in your hand, now I have the advantage.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Now you're in my grab radius.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I can be truly devastated.
Yes. And now I can just like go completely limp and you're going to have huge problems dragging me out of here.
Oh, your ability to move me is so, you know, it is so diminished. And my ability to manipulate where you move becomes, I guess also, it's not...
Equally difficult, really.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for both of us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be hard. But yeah, so that was like, that was my Tuesday.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast, fuckers.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the
Amanda
podcast.
Amanda and Maria, we're having you back. Back on the show.
It's been a little while.
Amanda Lund-Marie
Tell me every last thing. Don't. Leave
what happened?
Anything out.
What's what happened? Happened?
What are you doing?
It feels so good to be back. It does. It feels great. It feels
believe,
like $1 million.
Can you
I love
believe
hearing
they
that.
Poked him with their guns?
I never get sick of hearing about that. Can you guys believe that? The violation?
That's so
While
scary.
While he was down there, they were poking him?
Yeah, that was jarring to hear, truly, I thought. Mm-hmm.
You read about him. This stuff, but when you're getting poked, you really go like, this is not good.
No, it's a violation of space for sure.
Uh-huh.
Your bubble.
And what they don't want to hear about, I could defund them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One well-placed tweet. directly in the center of the zeitgeist.
Did you say something friend. Like, do you know who my father is? You know, did you use one of those lines? Like,
ooh, yeah, like a Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Like when Reese Witherspoon got her DUI.
Do you have any idea who my father is?
Yeah.
Because I don't.
Oh, God. What a twist.
Tug on their heartstrings.
Yeah. Why do you think I act out like this? I'm lost. I'm looking for some kind of boundary.
You're supposed to humanize yourself. That's what they say, like, when you get kidnapped. You're supposed to go, my name is Amanda Lund. I'm 32. I'm 32. My measurements
give
are
or take.
36, 26, 45. My feet are size 6.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a very powerful tool. And having been on both sides of it, it's very effective.
Right.
Kevin, yeah, did you say hi to everyone?
Hey, everyone. It's great to see you all. I'm
just
so
nice
glad
when
you're back.
Company, when people are here, it's just nice for you to come down and say hi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, friends. It's so great to see you. It's been too long.
What made you even think of getting these clowns back on the show? I had a lot of fun with them last time. You haven't brought them up in a while, Kevin.
I know. I miss them dearly.
Me too.
Yeah. Just,
we're just sort of at the whim of whoever Kevin is just thinking about at any given time.
We should have Amanda and Maria back, and he'll go like, yeah, maybe. And then next thing I know, I'm in there with King Gizzard the Lizard Wizard or whatever.
Yeah, just because
just
Kevin,
what the fuck this is?
Listen to a song. And he's like Sphere, and he can like manifest like that band's guy to just like be on the show like that. And now he
y'all
thought
seen
of
Sphere?
You two, and you're here.
No, is that Sharon Stone?
Y'all,
yes.
Mm. Y'all
no,
read it?
But that seems
you
like
read
some,
it
no.
Too.
That's is it a Stephen King book?
Michael Crichton.
Oh, wow. No. It's from the '90s.
Michael Crichton.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the
Ooh,
stuff he comes up
I
with.
Like that.
Yeah. I love a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's and what
psychologically
happens? They go to
scary.
That's
go to the
best.
Sphere.
A psychological thriller. And the sphere is
Fucks
where in space
up.
Or is it underground?
Under the water and the ocean.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like making jellyfish. Like it's like shooting jellyfish out.
To who?
At the ship.
To the ship.
Whose ship?
This is real. Mm-hmm. It's shooting them at the ship.
The sphere is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The schmear.
The sphere.
That's Mel Brooks. Like if sphere had been like really, really big, we could have had the parody schmear.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is different than The Abyss or these seem, yeah. There was.
It's a movie. Yeah. They're both movies.
Both movies.
And what's The Abyss?
Underwater as well. No sphere. No sphere.
Bill Paxton? Am I making these? Are, this is my brain is now shooting
Bill's
off
there.
Things.
Bill's a cutter, I believe, in that film.
A He's line cutter? Oh, okay. I cut lines. I'm next.
Amanda. Maria. Sometimes we're recording the show, people haven't listened to it yet, but sometimes I sort of know what they're thinking as they listen, because especially you all have been on the show previously.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we got big response, as always.
People liked the episode.
Yeah.
Did they
had some comments.
I have a feeling they didn't. Amanda, do you remember that
yeah,
there were
I think
comments
I felt
where
people were
like
they
this?
Didn't get it.
They didn't
do it right.
Not everyone was loving it. You're never going to get 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, but I think there was like 90%. It seemed pretty overwhelming that people were like booing us out.
Oh, I think it was this. It was like Amanda and Maria are normally so funny. Did they not listen to the show before they went on?
Well, can I say my experience? Because it's so funny how the human mind works. And this is reminding me of some of the self-help stuff I read, where it's like every negative interaction weighs as much as 6 positives. Because you guys are remembering the stuff where people didn't like you. What I remember is a very popular comment about how someone listened and felt that the show would be significantly better if it was exactly the same. It was Hollywood Handbook, but it was hosted by you two instead of Hayes and I.
Okay.
And people are liking and people are upvoting this and they're enjoying it. And I'm thinking, wow, that's hurtful.
But then on the other, you know, on the other hand, we're thinking that's so nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you know, who's right and who's wrong?
Well, and I'm reading some of the people saying you didn't get it. And I'm going, yes.
Well, often the comment, the comment is sometimes we've noticed the comment is sometimes like I was listening to this and it feels like they didn't get it. I have learned that that is often about us. They're talking about like they feel like we didn't really get our own show for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do get it, but sometimes they're like, oh, this time they didn't really get what they were.
The general perception is that we don't know what our own show is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could say we didn't get it because you didn't explain it.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that could be explained by us not knowing what our own show is. But because people did want you guys to host it, and because we're tired, what would you say to, like, what would you do if you had the show? Like, what would you do?
You keep the bones, but, you know, it's a gut reno.
It's not a tear down, you know, but
yeah.
But obviously you want to make it your own. And I'd be curious. Maybe we could incorporate some of your ideas, or maybe you can just have the show.
I have.
Can you, like? Oh, go ahead, Amanda.
Oh, no. You have a question?
Well, I had a question. I would like, just like, you know, if I may say these words, the elevator pitch of just like for the bones. So I can just give me the elevator pitch when you go, this is Hollywood Handbook. So I can.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying, you know? I say, I have a podcast called Hollywood Handbook. You go, what is it about? What do I say?
Yeah.
First I say, could you press 6 for me? You know, because we're in the elevator.
Well, right. Yes. So we're only going 6 floors. But so basically, I've had this conversation a lot. And I say, I have a podcast. People say, oh, what is it called? And I say, Hollywood Handbook. They say, what is it about? And I say, please don't ask me that. Please don't ask me that.
I usually say it's me and my friend Sean. And so that, I guess, would change.
Immediately,
Yeah. Those are bones that we would have to then. We couldn't use those bones.
Well, I'd say me and my friend Amanda, or me and my friend Maria.
Right. Yeah. So some of it you could keep. Yeah.
Say, yeah.
The bones are there.
The bones are still there.
Well, yeah. The bones are strong.
But my next question would be, but why do people listen? What's good?
Oh, the hook. That's called the hook.
Yeah, what's the hook?
What's the hook? For me, I always say the hook is probably Hayes. So then that is going like that would change.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We did like a funny Comic-Con episode once.
Yeah.
We talked about Comic-Con.
You guys have?
No, did you?
Not really.
Right. Well, that's
would
a fun
you?
Thing to do. A lot of would we? Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on to make that happen?
Yeah.
With my dog?
The noise.
This is my mom's. The woof woof's coming from my mom's dog, Toby, a beautiful, beautiful dog. I am by the window. Toby likes to be around me, and I'm by a window, and it's kind of dog walking hour, I would say. Mm-hmm. I would say between 4:30 and 7:30 are kind of
prime
the dog walking
time. Yes,
prime time. So what you're getting is just him looking out the window and defending me.
Okay.
with every bone, speaking of bones, in his body.
Can you just turn your headphone like facing out a little bit so he can hear me as I just have to just like put him in his place a little bit for the rest of the show's out? Okay. Toby. Toby, enough of that for today. And I don't hear anything.
He just nodded. He looked at me. He nodded and he walked away. And
wow.
Other ear, and I'll just do it as well. Toby, I am your dad. Listen to me, Toby. This is your dad. Stop it. From dad. Love, dad.
Okay, wow. Yeah, he That's just...
Right. What's he doing?
He had already walked
car
off.
Keys. Yeah, he's no, gone, but I see.
Oh, my God.
He got the car keys and he's... Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
driving.
Wow.
He said he's yeah. got an errand to run.
And people will say, you know, oh, they were so hard on that dog. If you think about nature, mm-hmm. right? The way that dogs raise one another, mm-hmm. the way that a community of dogs raises the young, there is some negative reinforcement, isn't there? Biting on the butt. Pinching. Of the, yes, the haunches, but the dog's butt. A paw, a firm paw, right? Placed against the haunch of the dog's butt. You know, these are all things that naturally happen for dogs to train each other. So then, actually, I'd say Hayes and I were relatively kind.
Well, I'm a cat person.
Oh!
So sue me.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer. You know, because I'm the cat person. Hey, that's my brand.
A personal injury attorney.
Oh, that's so good.
the clause in the contract.
Oh, nice. Okay. Let me think of one.
Kevin, do one. So give Amanda some time to think of one, and then you do one like right now.
Okay, I'm gonna think about this.
Okay, I'm your lawyer, Judge Garfield.
Hey, I love that. That was fun. That was like I was looking at the morning papers. I was looking at the Sunday morning papers.
Okay, Kevin, do you have Kevin? Do you have
Judge Garfield is allowed to be the lawyer?
I know, Kevin. <well. laughs> Kevin, I have one for Amanda. If you have her text number, do you have her text number?
No,
you could email me.
Okay.
Thought of like it could be something with a tail, like a tall tail, because cats have tails, or something about their little sandpaper
the
tongues.
The lawyer aspect of it is.
It has to be a lawyer
is
now.
A little missing at this point. Don't have. I mean, well, yeah. I guess
I have an area. I have an area. Meow pheasants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Like, what That's if the so cat had too. A billboard? Like
meow pheasants.
Oh, okay. I didn't even get that, honestly.
Yeah.
I was attaching to the meow part. But what if the cat was like an ambulance chaser? Oh, my God. I'm not an ambulance chaser. I'm a mouse chaser.
Mouse chaser.
That's so good. See, this is fun. I don't know. I don't know anything else.
Maria,
other than this
do
is,
one.
Let's see. Let's see.
Don't have to do
don't
one.
Don't forget that they like to sit in boxes.
Okay. Maria, you have to.
Oh my God. I don't know. I haven't.
She's
I can't.
On the spot.
I'm,
she doesn't do I'm, good under pressure.
Well, we did a lot of the good ones.
Yeah, you took all of them. Let's see.
Kevin, do
you
know, another you, one while Maria thinks. And please okay, remember this time that Judge Garfield is not allowed to also be a lawyer.
No.
I've got one.
Kangaroo Court.
Great.
I got one. I sentence you to 9 lives.
Wow.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the judge.
Isn't that fun?
I sentence you to 9 lives. If we were going to pick it apart, That's it doesn't make field, sense. Yeah. But
no, it makes sense. Are you kidding? It's the most
I sentence
sound
one
you anyone
to 9
said.
Lives. Okay, he gets
Instead
killed in
of
jail.
Life.
To be served consecutively.
9 life.
Or
yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Concurrently. Yeah.
9 years to 9 lives. I sentence you to 9 years to 9 lives, depending on good behavior if you're a good boy.
Cats are girls, you idiot.
That's, That's interesting. So what you've heard, like Hollywood Handbook 1.0 has basically been the dog version of the show. And then if you took over, which we proposed, it would be the cat era.
I think that'd be great.
Kevin, can you, for example, are you able to pull up just an image of our logo?
Sure.
For everyone to look at? I think that could be a really good place to start. It's old. It's busted. It's played out. It looks like absolute shit.
I like this. I like this.
Hollywood.
Can I pick something apart though? Can I pick something apart that honestly
be absolutely brutal?
Yeah,
please.
Destroy me.
I have a pet peeve of fonts that are meant to look like human handwriting.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
And you've got this, thanks, this helped Ron Howard, which I love. I think that's so fun. But I
love how much
fun
you're having today.
You give her an inch, honestly. It's like the mouse. You give the mouse a cookie, and the next thing you know, he's sleeping in your bed with your wife.
Give Maria an inch, she'll take a smile.
One time for my birthday, Amanda gave me a Pinkberry gift card, and on the gift card it said, if you give a mouse a cookie.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that, Amanda? Because she was saying, it was basically saying that you were leading me into the depths of a Pinkberry addiction.
Yeah, and you can't find a good Pinkberry in LA anymore.
Well, then basically what you would end up doing is asking her for another gift card.
Yeah, and this time for more. That's right.
Yeah, just a Pinkberry gift card with a larger amount. That's basically what happens in the book.
Right. I mean, you would go through a series of other requests first.
Right.
Just going off of the book itself, the work, which I think is what inspired this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a vicious cycle that the mouse is in, isn't it? He doesn't just want more cookies because he got a cookie. I mean, that's not really the story, is it?
There's a deep void that he's trying to fill.
It's about addiction. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an addictive. It's you know, you want, you get a little, you'll need a little more, you know?
No.
That's not it?
That's not what happened. First of all, You may forget, the mouse cleans your whole house.
Are you kidding me?
He sweeps with a broom. Well, that's part of it. It's a journey. I mean, really, the mouse goes on a hero's journey.
I thought
he arrives back where he started, having changed.
Okay. See, the way I recall it,
this might be Redwall. Are you thinking of Redwall?
No, I'm thinking of the original work.
Okay.
The tome, if you give a mouse a cookie.
A cookie? And so it's not about him, you giving him a crumb and him wanting more. That's not what it's about? Like, that's what I thought.
I think
it's
about vampires.
Okay, well, now that is an analysis I'm open to discussing.
Because you invite him in your house.
If you invite them in, yes.
Mm.
Why are you feeding the mice and not your own children?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, can you pull my logo back up,
You are
up,
a child
please?
In the book, but...
So, Maria, you would change, you would have Ron Howard actually write out the post-it that says, thanks, this helped. You're going to Imagine Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going for a general meeting, and as I'm about to step out, I go, hey, oh, Ron, could I ask one quick favor of you? Mm. And then he goes, of course. And then he goes, what's this for? I say, my podcast, Hollywood Handbook, it's hosted by me and my friend Amanda Lund. And he goes, I'll check it out. And I say, great. And that's that.
So is the general with Brian too?
Yeah. Brian and Ron. Yeah.
Brian is there. Okay. Now Brian's hair is like very crazy. Are you just like pretending not to notice during the general that like Brian's hair is like absolutely off the wall, like crazy hair,
super cuckoo bananas, and if you're not pretending not to notice, are you staring? Are you commenting? Like, what are we doing about how crazy Brian Grazer's hair is?
I think you have to call it out right in the beginning of the meeting, because otherwise, it's all anyone's going to be thinking about, and they're not going to be listening to anything you say. So I would just kind of state it matter of fact, like right up top.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you have a bon mot?
Mm.
What's a bon mot?
What's that?
Bon mot? Bon mot? Bone mot?
Bone.
Do you have a bone mot?
Is that French?
I believe so.
I hope. I do.
It better be.
It's really
at these prices.
What is French. A bone mot?
A bone mot? Prefab witticism. Do you have a prepared comment about his
about
hair.
The hair. Yeah, I think I would just say, you have crazy hair.
Brian,
I'm calling you out.
To the heart of it. I'm calling your ass
out. The hair's cuckoo.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even imbue it with that much emotion.
Mm.
Oh, very chill. Very chilled out.
Understated. Yes, okay. Normcore. I would do something like, I see the fall hairstyles have arrived. Mm-hmm. Light socket chic.
You couldn't get away with that
it's
if you were a woman.
Sticking up, you know, cannot. It's all sticking. No, I suppose not.
You know, I think, I don't know who said this.
Wait, what would they say if you were a woman?
Yeah, if you're what would
they
say?
I said that, they'd say, get out of here. They'd spray me with the hose and say, you're all wet and get, you'll never work in this town again.
Wow. And you guys hate that, right?
It's bad because our makeup runs and our hair gets wet. And we've spent hours, if we're in a meeting in a general, we've spent hours on our hair and makeup. Professionally done.
That's why you always wear a bit under your whatever you wear, you always wear a bathing suit and flip flops to a meeting. Mm-hmm, so that you can walk out dry as possible. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I always wear a bathing suit underneath whatever I'm wearing in LA. You just never know when you're gonna stumble into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
The privilege that I've taken for granted, like I never think about how many general meetings I leave completely dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just that not everyone has that experience. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
Are there any other Brian Grazer hair icebreakers that we want to cover? Or Maria, did you have something else?
Maria was going to do one, but Kevin, if you want to like get yours in first, mm-hmm. Maria needs another second.
No, I don't have one.
No, but that, so you, Kevin is going to do his and you can think of your bone moat.
Okay.
I look at Ron first. I say, Ron, great to see you. And then I look at Brian. I take my glasses like off a little bit to see if I'm like actually seeing it right. And then I wipe the glasses off, put them back on, and I just go, interesting.
You're soaked.
No.
They'd spray Kevin if he were a woman for that too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They get the hose.
You can't wear glasses.
Yeah.
What about goggles?
And men are seldom making passes at him.
Get because some context, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh.
Oh okay. No.
Wow. And now the glasses are all wet from the hose.
How sad.
That's really tough. Okay, Maria, what would you say?
I wouldn't say anything. I'd come in wearing a wig. Just like his.
A wig that looks like Brian's crazy hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
No. I'd say a little something. I'd say something like, whoa, looks like we go to the same barber, you know, something like that.
So cute.
Yeah, it would be cute. See, that would be cute.
Yeah, he's going, we do, you know. No
way. It kind of makes it seem like every barber just does the one haircut for everyone.
Yes.
But that's fun. I mean, that's fun. Yeah. Like, Maria's having a lot of fun on the show today. Yeah, and I'm starting to as well, because that idea, if you like somebody's haircut, you just go to their barber and you go, I'll take the you, please. And that's it.
Yeah.
Simpler. That's what it should be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever have a crazy beard, Hayes?
Brian Grazer? I don't think so.
Okay, then I can't do mine.
Did you want to still say it, though?
Well, maybe you're going to see Rick Rubin for
it really won't. That won't work, though, because I was going to say, what, you never heard of a Brian Razor?
Okay, yeah.
You'd
have to say, you ever heard of, like, Rick Grumman?
You ever heard of Rick Grumman, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys are quick. You guys are lightning quick.
I don't know if we can handle this podcast.
You inspire me. You inspire me.
No, that's it. I got to step up to the level of Judge Garfield, you know?
Yeah. Like,
that's kind of what's happening for me is Kevin basically alpha'd me pretty early on in the recording.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I want to maintain my position as host number two.
There's the post-it note, so to speak, from Maria. And then there's anything else. I mean, like, it looks so shitty. There's nothing.
Sorry,
else
I don't want you guys to
this.
Get hammered in the comments again for not getting it.
What did we do? Did we do something wrong?
No, but just Hayes was saying there's the post-it note.
Okay.
Like you gave a
like
note.
Like you were giving a note.
You gave
about
a note.
People just like it when people laugh at my funny little thing.
I didn't realize.
They like us to stop down and just kind of deal with his stuff.
Okay. Mm. Did you want to take it back?
I think we could just get the laugh, get a clean laugh. Okay. I mean, it Kevin was so silent on both ends of me saying it. I think there should be like plenty of room to just put the,
there's video
put
too,
the
and
laugh
you,
in.
You yeah. look borderline pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Were those the laugh?
Could Kevin, did you get those or do you need them clean?
I'll turn them up.
Do you need me one? I'll do one of the...
So maybe one where Kevin doesn't have to... Maybe one where Kevin doesn't have to turn it up.
Okay.
Okay. Could you lead us... Could you just lead the line in so that we have something to kind of react to?
Sure.
Yep. I'll yeah. count down. Laughing. 1, 2, 3. Too loud.
That's too loud. You're going to have to turn it down.
Okay, is, okay, so middle ground. Middle ground.
Okay, and yeah. we'll meet in the middle. Laugh in 3, 2, 1. Ooh, that's perfect. Thanks,
it,
everyone.
It shouldn't, but it's actually making me feel really good.
Just yeah.
people yes. laughing on
oh,
our podcast.
No, I know.
It's nice.
No, we're happy to come and laugh like a live studio audience.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Amber. What about this, the tagline? It's really long. I forgot it. Toby.
Toby.
This is Toby. Toby.
Sorry.
This is your father.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me one
Toby,
second.
This is your Uncle Dog.
I'm your father.
Toby, this is Judge Garfield.
I'm Daddy Dog.
I sentence you to be shipped to Abu Dhabi.
Nice.
I don't think she's coming back. Oh,
she's gone.
She took him on a walk.
I'm back. He's just got a little scared. You know, people get scared.
Yeah.
Can I dive into this log line, though? I read it out line?
Yeah.
I read it out loud. Wow. Okay. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lined back hallways of this industry we called showbiz. I think you could streamline that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all the hyphens in red carpet lined?
Red carpet lined.
The red carpet lined.
I actually like that part.
You like all the hyphens in that? Okay.
I think I would keep that. I think I would drop, an insider's guide to, I would drop kicking butt and dropping names.
So just an insider's guide to in the red carpet lined back hallways.
Well, we can lose the space then. It could say an insider's guide toin.
Toin.
An insider's guide toin the red carpet lined back hallways.
Okay.
And just kind of stop it there.
Yeah.
So
do we need hallways?
Okay.
To the red carpet lined showbiz.
Yeah. Or I was going to say back.
Back showbiz.
Red carpet lined back.
Maybe just you could back. Just combine it and go show back.
Red carpet lined show back.
Okay.
We call biz.
Well, maybe that's all we need.
We call biz.
So we just, call biz.
Just we call biz.
A guide toned the red carpet lined back. The red carpet lined show back. We call biz.
We call biz.
We call biz. That's feeling stronger already. So we have, we have the post-it note. And we have. That's fine. It's not even mine. Maybe we just call the whole thing We Call Biz. Do you like the title, Hollywood Handbook? It's not really about Hollywood, is it? We haven't talked about anything to do with Hollywood today.
Maybe the show is just called Biz. And the tagline is.
I guess you talk about Brian Grazer's hair.
And the tagline is We Call Biz. Ooh. Brian Grazer's hair is the most we've talked about Hollywood in a really long time.
Yeah, it's true.
I like just Woodbook.
Woodbook.
Okay, that's cute because it's broader.
Yeah, Woodbook. Wow. You could talk about anything.
Oh, what about this, Maria? What about Holly Hand?
Oh, I love that.
That's really cute.
You know
cute.
What I love? I love if that's ours. If that's ours, and then Woodbook is theirs. Know, and it's kind of a twofer. Yes.
Woodbook is the boys, for sure.
Yeah, Wood is good for boys. Holly's good for girls. And Hand is good for girls. And Book is good for boys and girls.
We could split it up then. You guys do Holly Hand, and we'll do Woodbook.
I think it's really a fun idea.
I know.
That's fun.
I will say, I went on a podcast years ago where the guy who was interviewing me only would refer to the show as Holly Handy.
He did that for me too, the same person.
Yeah, how'd you start Holly Handy?
And I was kind of like, does he think this is what the show is called? Because I'd watched Sean's and he did it for Sean's as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know quite what to do.
That's violent.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm just warning you that that could happen to you if you take the Holly Hand part of it, and actually be more likely.
Can I? What do you guys think about the fact that the Y in Holly and the W in Wood are touching like that? Do you think that's a little gross?
Yeah, because now I'm looking at the negative space and I'm seeing actually an A. Yeah.
And I'm an A-line house that kind of needs some work done on the left. Do you know what
chalet.
I mean?
Yeah, it's asymmetrical. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's gonna make me throw up.
Oh my God, but you know what I'm seeing now is a tube of lipstick.
Wow. Amanda, I do too. Oh, isn't that
Amanda,
so cute? And
I see that.
How cute is that?
I can't
for real?
Unsee
that
it.
It's so cute.
Amanda, that's all I see now when I look at
it. I know. And so we could even fill that in with a little like red. Pink or red or something. And
wow.
So,
and the lipstick is still sitting there. And that's what Ron Howard drew the note on.
Yes.
He drew it in lipstick. Yes.
Oh, and we'll add a kiss mark to the post-it.
He kissed it.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. He's kissing a book. Ron Howard kissed
it. It helped him so much.
We call biz.
It helped him so much. Mwah. This helped me so much. That's what the note says now. Mwah.
Yeah, I think that's really the only changes we'd have to make.
Wow.
Well, that sounds really good. And then, so, all right, you give me the elevator pitch for our show, which is your show now. Like, now I'm in the elevator. Hey, you don't got to push a button for me. I'm just riding around. It's the first thing I say in there.
Okay. Do you want to hear about our podcast?
Yeah.
Well, it's Amanda and myself, and we
slow
are...
Slow down. I got all day.
It's called Holly Hand, and it's a guide tone... The red carpet lined show back of the biz.
We call biz.
We call biz.
We call biz.
Of the biz, of the biz we call biz?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll say biz twice. And it really is just my girlfriend Maria and I, and she's right here.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice.
And we'd love to have you on as a guest, and we think that you'd be so amazing.
You're having the guy from the elevator as a guest?
Of course. Yes.
And we're recording this right now.
Wow.
Toby.
Oh, yeah. It does. It is going to have to get a little more serious. Okay. I'll do this. Toby, this is Snape. Toby, you must behave while you are at Hogwarts school. Toby, you will never become a master wizard. If you're barking like this. Who are the other bad guys? Kevin, say one of the other bad guys.
Voldemort.
Voldemort, yeah.
Toby, it's me, Voldemort.
Hey, Toby, it's me.
Toby has been put in the hands of my boyfriend outside, and he will not be barking anymore. He has...
You have an outside boyfriend?
Yeah, my outside boyfriend.
Wow.
Whoa.
Maria's outdoor boyfriend.
That's so great, because it's like, you know, one of the things that can be really hard about relationships, or that I've found challenging, mm-hmm. is that when they live in the house, mm-hmm. it's like frustrating, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they track dirt around. Live. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm in here.
Yeah, every time they open the door. Excuse me, I'm in here. Mm-hmm. I'm in here.
Occupied. House occupied.
Come back later, please. Or don't.
Toby was maybe getting really scared because he could hear, obviously your headphones were sitting on the desk, and he can, of course, hear using Snape. Like his super dog hearing, and he could hear, actually Snape and Voldemort were telling him to stop barking.
Snape was saying, don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is scary.
And Voldemort said, "Hey, Toby, it's me, Voldemort." He was saying that.
That's not. Is that the voice that Voldemort has? Do we ever hear Voldemort's voice?
That's the thing, we never hear it.
Hayes just did it, and I did it a little bit as well. Mine was a little different, but not that different. Not different enough to bother doing it again, you know?
Because you don't remember what you did.
I certainly do. I know exactly what I did.
Toby.
That was it. You do remember after all.
Yeah, no, I have this incredible mind for my own stuff. I have like an encyclopedic knowledge of my own stuff. It's actually pretty cool. I'm something of a me historian. All my own shit. I'm very familiar with it. I remember my funniest jokes and best voices of all time.
You know how...
quiz me. What's my favorite joke of my... that you guys like, and I'll tell it to you again. I know it.
Okay.
Anything. What, you can go really deep.
Maria,
on
maybe
this.
While Amanda and Maria are thinking of theirs, maybe Kevin could like just do like his really quick.
Yeah.
His quiz question.
Okay. What about the one where you pitched about the cat in court? Remember that?
Yeah, Judge Garfield. That's my famous Judge Garfield material.
See?
Okay. Ooh, what about... Okay, this wasn't your joke, but it was a joke of Hayes that you repeated.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. No, I think I know exactly where you're going.
Okay.
But she's asking if you remember... That's the prompt. She's asking if you remember that one.
Yes. Yes.
You okay. Do. Yeah, he yep. does. I could tell he's telling okay. the truth.
Can we do one? You know how when like DJs are like they're doing a night at the like at the club and they like name it. It has like a special name, you know, like on the invitation. It has like a cool name for like to get people to show up.
Yeah. The name of the night will be something cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I
fun party night.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do like the big machine and stuff for DJing, but I have a good name, which it's Fantastic Beats and Where to Find Them.
Okay.
Ooh.
Fantastic Beats and Where to Find Them. Like the Harry Potter.
Like the Harry
prequel.
Potter.
Was it that a prequel?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how are we going to make this happen for you?
How do we... I guess I have to like design a flyer. I do have to learn like some of the machines. I know that
hey,
use
I have
kinds.
Something you could call your machines too.
Okay.
The Goblet of Fire Beats.
Wow, the Goblet of Fire Beats.
That's super cool. So we're going to need some sort of warehouse space.
Yeah, we're going to need to rent this. Oh, God, we're going to need to rent a whole space. Like a whole like lighting system.
Mm-hmm.
Is it themed? Is it? Am I thinking now? When people are showing up, are they in wizardry cloaks and
I
stuff,
guess so.
Or is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
or but are you
Universal
maybe turning
Studios.
It on its head
there,
a little bit?
Yeah,
they'd have to buy a ticket to Universal Studios. They have to go buy the gear.
Yeah.
No, but I think it should be a little bit like sexier than Harry
they
Potter.
They have to go wait in line.
No, it's porno shit too. It's like porno Potter stuff.
I'm
it's
imagining
really wild
lingerie, but with like a horse head.
Where's the horse head?
Yeah,
it's on your head.
Oh, you know, it's like the Harry Potter horse,
like the Harry Potter, the famous horse that he's riding. So he's
okay. If you want
so
to be
they're
Harry
Harry's
Potter
lingerie theme. Horse from the. One of the middle books.
Yeah.
But it's like, what are they wearing under their little uniforms? Is sort of what we're wearing on top.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And still the uniforms as well, yes?
Those are in a bag, like in a satchel.
We're carrying them in a bag. Okay. Sean has to go on mute for a second.
Looks like everyone's a little distracted right now because it's
I need to do something really quick.
Really quick. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll carry the torch.
Was that scary for you guys?
Yes, it was, because I didn't know what's real life and what's the show.
Yeah. Scary for me, too.
Are we in the
Try living
show?
It every single day of your life, Amanda.
Is this for air? Because
when you're done, like, you can leave this, that scary moment
of
not knowing what's your real life and what's the show, you can leave that behind as soon as the Zoom window closes.
Yeah. It's kind of in you for the
for
rest
me,
of
you. I can only leave it behind when the big Zoom window closes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I head to that huge video conference in the sky.
Mm-hmm. God, how horrifying.
That is scary.
Imagine you get up to heaven and it's all on Zoom.
No, it's cheaper.
No. Yeah. Imagine we have to wear masks up there still. What
but guys,
the heck?
You can wear pajamas. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I could still do like my
that's
funny
awesome.
Jokes with God about how I don't have any pants on.
And thank God for the filter.
Hey, I only exist from here up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go, oh, as far as I know, you don't even have legs.
You said that to God?
I'm saying it to God or perhaps his son, Jesus Christ.
Am I the only one who imagines God to be the genie from Aladdin?
Yes.
You're the only one on this Zoom who does that.
I am. Okay, and then, and you know who Jesus is?
Who?
Who?
Peter Aladdin. Pan.
Oh,
that's what you picture in both.
Dude, this is sick. I'm like a sick.
And the same thing, like the Disney Peter Pan.
Yes.
Yeah.
But tiny.
And the Holy Spirit for you is French Stewart's character from Third Rock, right?
Well, I think Peter Pan's the Holy Spirit actually, because we've seen visuals of him.
Jesus
alleged.
Doing the Sermon on the Mount with like both fists on his. On his hips.
I don't want to grow up.
The Holy Spirit carrying in a pizza sideways, then turning it over, opening it up, seeing that all the cheese slipped off and going, they did it again. Well, what else do you guys want to do? Like, so I kind of have to leave, but I like don't want you to feel like I'm leaving you hanging.
So are you going to leave it? But and we carry on?
Yeah, we can just
do want to.
Yeah, we can split and you can just keep going for a little bit. You can just like, you know, see how the room feels.
That'd be nice. Yeah, okay. With us out of the way, I feel like we're stifling a little bit of your flow. Like,
oh, so you're both
times.
Leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin could stay, but I feel like there's been times where like Maria starts to vibe. She's having a lot of fun today on the show. Yeah. And then like you're getting into stuff and like you're starting to come up with like these cat jokes or the...
Yeah.
And
I think Amanda found her voice today, honestly.
I think so, too.
Kind of her comedic voice.
Yeah, I think I really did. And as you can even tell, I'm kind of talking in a higher register now, which I think is better for my comedy.
I love it. Yeah, it's making me actually feel like light and fun in a way that your original voice, which was fine, I think. Will you agree that it was fine?
It was like just not as funny.
It was like a rich, a rich baritone.
Yeah. But this is great because this also kind of complements Maria's voice, her kind of deeper. Because
I don't think I have a deep voice. I think I have a high voice.
It's melodic though, and it's kind of the words.
This is a great
together.
Again, I should go. I don't want this is a great episode for you guys where it's just like just talking voices. You know.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hop on.
So I'm going to go.
I'm going to go too.
But enjoy the show and good luck to you. And I look forward to listening.
Great. Thanks so much. Great. Thanks so much for being on, you guys.
That was a lot of fun, don't you think, Maria?
I think it was so much fun. And if I could, maybe we could just talk about our favorite moments
of the podcast.
Yeah.
I really liked every time, I think it was Hayes who would do it, where he would say, while Amanda and Maria are thinking, let's have Kevin do something. Oh, so what about this? What if while you and I are thinking, Kevin, do you want to say your favorite moment?
Oh, Amanda, look, I love that you did that because that's what Hayes did.
I know.
Okay, sure. I thought the theme song came in at like the perfect volume and everyone was like, sometimes it's too loud and it scares people and the vibe is just fucked.
Yeah.
And I think it is when it was like, you know, people were okay with it.
Yeah. A little low for me.
Oh, interesting.
It was a little low. Yeah, it was low
interesting.
For me
okay.
too. But here's what I was thinking when you did it. I thought it was just a taste to kind of know what we were getting into that was going to be turned up in post. And so I took it as something that was actually very kind. To where it didn't blare into the headphones, I was going, you know what? He's giving us a taste of the show, and now he's gonna let us ride. He's gonna let us ride into the sunset.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Kind of a personal question. Can I?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.